Now to the world of television. Cameron Crowe, the director and writer behind the films Almost Famous and Jerry Maguire, returns to the music business Sunday for his new Showtime series, Roadies. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans watched the first episode of Roadies with real-life roadies.
As a critic, I'm usually crafting stories about what I think on a television program, but for Cameron Crowe's new comedic drama, Roadies, centered on a group of technicians for a fictional rock band, I thought it might be best to hear from people who actually do the work. Doug Redler, who's worked as a guitar technician for the B-52s, Hall & Oates, Slash, and currently the Dixie Chicks, had a pretty succinct review.
Unfortunately, I found the show completely unrealistic, and it was really difficult to watch. It really had nothing to do with the ins and outs of what takes place on a show day, the hard work it takes, the long hours that make a rock show happen.
Redler had problems with the show from its very first scene, which features Luke Wilson's tour manager, Bill Hansen, hooking up with a young lady who's the promoter's daughter.
You.
Me. You.
No, you. You are probably the oldest person I've ever, and I loved it. I mean, like, I love how you're not just some young dude, you know? You're like one of those old lions at the zoo.
You can stop there. I'm good.
You know, so immediately you made us look like that's our prime purpose, you know, and the sole purpose for being on the road. It's not like it used to be back in the days, and I think it's just the times, just not the business.
One of the show's key characters is electrician Kellyanne, played by Imogen Poots. She tells road manager Phil, played in a wonderfully crusty cameo by Ron White, that she's decided to leave the roadie life for film school.
I don't hear the music the same way. I don't feel like it's mine anymore.
Well, I feel the same way about my dog, but I'm not giving her away. It comes and goes, sweetheart.
I have to be a fan of something, or I'm useless. My whole belief thing is it's just starting to crack.
It seems completely inaccurate.
That's Sean Kahn, a technician who works with jazz fusion guitarist Al DiMeola.
There have been bands that I've toured with that I don't really like the music, but I still love the job. You're not there to be a fanboy or a fangirl. You're there to work.
Kahn, who was a criminal psychologist before he became a roadie, does say the show depicts people drawn to the traveling lifestyle, which also happens in real life.
I do feel like there's a certain level of escapism in being a roadie and being somebody that's constantly traveling. And it's an escape from what I would call like the mundane stuff in life.
Carl Hughes, a technician who's worked with Bruce Springsteen and Megadeth, loved Roadies, partly because the Kellyanne character is just like him. He also thinks the show explains a bit of the job for those who don't get it, recalling a Christmas card a fellow roadie got from his mother.
And she's like, after 45 years, I wish you would get a real job. I still don't know what you do for a living and how you get your money.
Like they said, most people never know what we do.
I had my own problems with Roadies. It had too many topless women throwing themselves at men, too many obvious plots, and stuff about the authenticity of music that felt sappy and inauthentic. As my panel of technicians noted, Cameron Crowe got some of the little things right, even if the series overall was a bit of a mess. And for workers who toil in the background, unsung, maybe a show that gets a few things right about their lives is better than nothing at all. I'm Eric Deggans.